From last week, that rush that we were talking about that the rules weren't straight. So some fellows suggested that, but it will still be us, the rush says, if there's balconies that are, but Moshe here said that even no balcony, as long as you're using for inner use, and it's above the shul, will be usher. And I thought last week, like the other fellows, but now I'm thinking, after seeing the Shulchan Aruch, more like him, that even if it's inside, it's not an indoor outside balcony, but it's inside, it's above the shul, that would be usher according to the Rush, and the Rush asks any kind of tashmish that's above the level of the shul, indoor or outdoor. And like Moshe Yaakovich said, and I even though last week I was deciding against him, this week I'm for it. Okay, so I wanted to clarify. This doesn't mean I couldn't. I mean, I'm not saying I'm right, but I'm just telling you, Lanier Stanky, I think he's right. Okay. Okay, today we're going to begin the fascinating discussions of what exactly can you or can you not do in a shul. So yesterday we discussed in a general sense about the Kedushas Beis HaKnesses, the Raisa, the Rabbanon, about taking off stones, but that's not so... as a Snoshim, all these things. Today, I'd like to discuss more about the Sicha Betela in shuls, and Levayas, Hasteidim in shuls, and these type of things, and how that's the Nogayim. Tana Rabbanon. Bate Knesios Ein Nogim Bahem Kalos Rosh. Ein Lokumim Bahem. Then Shosim Bahen. The Ein Neosim Bahen. She says Ein Mekashtim the Soko, Ein Mekailim Shom. You can't get dressed there, fix yourself up. You can't. Ein Mekailim Bahen. Then Nichnasim Bahen Bechamet. Bechamet, it's a hot day, and you need to go inside to cool off. It's Asar, Bekshamim, Bekneak Shomim. It's raining, you want to avoid the rain. Vein maspidim behem hesped shal yochim. You're not allowed to be maspid hesped shal yochid. We'll see what that means. I'm occurring behem, v'shonim behem, maspidim behem hesped shal rabim. So hesped shal yochid is usher, and hesped shal rabim is mutter. Let's see, Rashi, hesped shal rabim shal tal mechochim, shemesit tzrichim is aseif, ulaspido. Basic Knesset Royal Kach Lefisha who buys God. So Hesped Shal Rabim, he says, Tam Chacham dies, so there's going to be a lot of people coming to the Levaya. Basic Knesset Royal Kach Lefisha who buys God. So a couple of questions. Was that talking about only when they didn't have big halls? The only big place they had was the Beis Knesses, so therefore that's why they allowed it. But what if you have a Bayez Gadol? It's not the Beis Knesses, so why do you have to go to the Beis Knesses for? Well, it seems from this Rashi that it's a very practical reason. That a lot of people are coming to the Levaya of the Talmud Chacham, and we just need a big room. So where's the big room? The shul is the big room. But what if you have other? Today you have, you can say there's Matsui, another big room. So is it still mutter to go into the shul?
Where are you married?
Yeah, I deserve a separate packet about getting married in shul.
If they had holes, then they had other big ones.
Yeah. So
then,
in other words, is this Hefter still Shaykh? That's my question. Is this Hefter still Shaykh Bismanaja? Well, maybe we'll see as we do more. That's what I'm raising. That's number one. And number two, is the Hefter, as discussed, because of a Talmud Chacham? say another individual who's not a Talmid Chacham, but also will have a big crowd at his Levaya. Not a Talmid Chacham. So you also need a big room. So is that included? In other words, is Rashi saying she's Talmid Chacham because that's the Soda Heter? But Talmid Chacham is just a technical thing. Then that will be a Hechitimtza that there'll be many people.
I think it's the real from Rashi that it's just like both of them. She says, she'll tell the whole thing, she'll let you speak to the Talmid Chacham. In other words, we know by Talmid Chacham for sure there'll be people because you have to, like, the Gemara says, like,
Talmid Chacham,
everybody has to go.
Right.
So Rashi's indirect to say, she'll speak in, which means that we know for sure that many people will come. So it's just an example that many people are coming. That's what Rashi puts in.
But in Hanami.
But
in Hanami, if the mayor of the city
right.
dies.
Well,
maybe
it's Jewish.
Right. And they're going to have a big funeral too, then it should be allowed equally to have it in the shul.
Right.
Okay, so we'll see. So these are questions that I want you to start thinking about. Okay, before we see the rest of the Gemara about Hesped, let's just talk about what the Gemara says here, Ein Nogin Bolem Kalus Rosh. What is included in Kalus Rosh? So take a look at the Rambam on page 3. Rambam says, "But if you have a button, you don't get a Kalus Rosh." Don't chok v'hitol u'sicha b'teil. That he has three things for Kalus Rosh: chok, hitol, and sicha b'teil. So chok is what some chok, when right, and hitol. Hitul?
Mockery.
Mockery, right. That's one of the Sforim right. I think they call it, yes, Hitul is lachem. It's like a phrase that mockery. In other words, you're mocking somebody. Usicha b'teila. Usicha b'teila. So that's Kalus Rosh. So what is exactly Usicha b'teila? What is Usicha b'teila? So there's a famous Rambam that defines what Usicha b'teila is. And this Rambam found in Tricky August. And the Mishnah Shimon Beno Omer Kol Yomai Gadalti Bein HaChachomim Velo Matzasi Laguf Tov Rishzika Velo HaMidrash Hu Yitra Lamaisa Velo HaMarbe Dvorim May Vichait. Right, so this Mishnah is coming out on behalf of the people who are quiet.
Silent majority.
Silent majority. You're so good. You don't have a 3 second Okay, so the Rambam writes, Chelek HaShlishi, he discusses different types of speech. You know, first Chelek Rishon is mitzvah, like Kriyas HaTorah, that's one type of speech. Then you have Chelek Sheni with Dibur HaNesa, like Eid HaShaka, something that's awesome. Chelek Shlishi, who had Dibur HaNimas, HaShe'en Bo To'elus L'Odom B'Nafsho. It's a speech that has no To'elus. The law of Vera. The law what?
Mary.
Kirov Sipur Ha'aman. Mary is rebellion. You know, so it's not, you're not trying to agitate something or provoke a upheaval of sorts. Kirov Sipur Ha'aman, like most of the people speak, the Mashi'ira or Mashi'ahaya. They speak about, you know, how was it? How was it in the bungalow colony? How was it? How was the weather up in the mountains? You know, last Shabbos, you know, not that it makes a difference with how the weather was or how the bungalow was. Some chit-chat, what do they call it? Mashaya umahim mithagi melech ploni be'echolo, or what's the policies of the king, or what did he do? Be'echos asibas mavis ploni, or why did somebody die? What was the cause of the death? Not that it's going to bring him back or anything. Or ech yisasha ploni, you know, how did this guy get so rich? You know, what did he do? He's riding around with such a fancy car. You want to know? You ask the guy next to you in shul, you know, what does he do? What does this guy do for a living? Not that it makes, you know, a difference to you, but Stam, you know, that's sikha b'teila. All things that devarim shal mabakach. You know, it's not the nafkamina that you have to get directions of how to get someplace, or you need to know something that's nogea to you. Stam talk.
I suppose the football scores, which he doesn't mention.
Right, he doesn't mention the football scores. Right.
Yeah, right.
Right.
So this is called Sicha B'Tema, all these things.
V'chassidim ishtagu ba'atzma v'anir zeh ha'chelek min ha'dibur. V'nema rab talmido to appear shal soch Sicha B'Tema miyom.
So Rav, the Talmud of Abchia, was Mosach Sicha B'Tema miyom.
Mizachel gamken sheyigona adam mala.
A person who tries to degrade somebody's milus, or yishabeach
pechisus,
or to praise the inferior things, yumidos or sichlios.
Flattery.
Yeah. So all these types of things, sicha b'tel. So this is something people do all the time. Shul. Right. Sicha B'Tehla.
Not in
Hilkas.
Not in
Hilkas. Only another shul outside of Hilkas that involved in Sicha B'Tehla. So Sicha B'Tehla, the Rambam says, is part of Talos Rosh. So that's one of the things you're not allowed to do in shul. Now, I'll show you Akidei Kach from the Arizal. Akidei Kach. And once I saw this Arizal, I'll tell you, I finally understood something that I have been trying to figure out for the past 10 years. I'll tell you in a second. On page 6. Look in the Magen Avraham, Sif Katan Gimel. So, where it says Ha'ari. You see? Look at this. Ha'ari haya nisa ma'od shalo l'daber b'beis ha'knesses. Ha'ari was nisa. Yeah? On page 6. Page 6. In the Magen Avraham, Sif Katan Gimel, where it says in the middle of the line, Ha'arizal. Yeah? Ari haya nisar ma'od shalo l'daber b'beis ha'knesses rak tfilosom. Afil dvar musar u'tshuva lo yidaber pen yimshach mimenu dvar chol. In other words, the Arizal and his shul, the only daber, no drushes, no divrei musar, nothing. Only daber. Nothing. Because everything else, he was afraid that if he's going to give a drusha, it might come to start speaking divrei chol. Therefore, no drushes in shul. That was the announcement. Well, I guess announcements are not Sicha B'Tehla, right? But you need to know what time it's meant. But he wouldn't do anything. He wouldn't make anything. Nothing, because of a hashash that he might come to speak Divrei Chol. So I remember that the summers that I was in Boston, 1991-92, so I remember that in the Tolna Shul of the Salvechik son-in-law, Rabbi Dr. Isidore Tversky, that's all. So the minhag in the shul was that he would never speak in the shul. He would never, no drasha ever, no shir, nothing in the shul. Everything, all the Divrei Torah that he would give, it was an adjacent room where they had the Kiddush, and at the Kiddush he would give the drasha. But he would never speak in, give the drasha in the shul. So I was always intrigued by that. But when I saw this Magen Avraham, Shem Darizal, again, I don't know, it could be that that's a minhag from Chernobyl. I don't know exactly, you know, where it came from. But not to speak in the shul. But it could be that it's based on this Arizal. That the Arizal was mapped in shul, nothing. Zero. Not even Divrei Torah, he wouldn't say in shul. Divrei Musa. Because who knows, it might come to speak some Divrei Chol. So it just, I mean, we're going to show us how Nizer, you know, he was on this system. And it's brought down, as the fellows pointed out before, the Zohar says that speaking Divrei Chol in the shul causes Sila Kashchina. And, you know, so Lemaitza, after all said and done, we're going to have a shiur, Bez Hashem, probably Thursday, on the fact that the shuls today are made ala tanai, and that's going to be the source of several kulas. And the question is, but even with that, there's limitations. So, because Lemaitza people do, you know, they speak, you know, and the Aruch HaShulchan, you know, page 7, says, V'yesh l'tmoa al ma sh'achshav makilim l'daber b'beis ha'knesses u'beis ha'medrash achar ha'tfila kam edvarim shalchol right? You know, it's after shul, you're folding your towels, your tefillin, you know, so you speak to the guy sitting next to you, what are you doing? You know, he tells you he's going to the mountains for the weekend, you know, all types of sikha. You know, sikha b'teila is not lashon hara, it's not dvar masur, but it's sikha b'teila. Sikha b'teila is something, you know, is mutter to do, but in the shul, that's not proper. So, but the ma'isa, the minhag Yisrael, is to have sikha b'teila in the shul. So, venerally, the sphere like Yeshitas and Ramban, she's barred the Batek Nesiyot of Bobel Atnaim Esuyas. I feel be Shuvan. We'll see that there's a discussion about when do you say that there is this Tanai. So, I don't want to get into the Ramban sheet, you'll see it when the packet, probably Thursday, does Hashem, about. But, in other words, obviously the Heter is going to be something along the lines that of this, the fact that there is this Tanai. And that's going to. But the question is, even with the Tanai, we have to see, but so we'll have a special shiur just on the Inyanei Tanai to see how far to go. But that Tanai must have something to do with, right? Everyone considers it hechrech to speak. You know, I mean, we're not on such a dargah of the Arizal, you know, that when you see, because the shul is when you see your friends, you know, it's the, your neighbors. So that's it's interesting, you know. Even though now we have phones, so you can say, well, you can call them later on the phone. Then they didn't have phones, so some of that's the only time they saw. I don't know. Muzav adem la'ashen sham olim merorim kanod v'alav sham oshan v'adai isu gomer yesh b'zeh. But the smoke, and you know, I remember I was in a certain yeshiva years ago in America. And you managed to see the cloud on top of the base medrash of the smoke. There was so much smoking going on in that yeshiva. And now, I think yeshivas become more wary of that. They don't allow so much smoking in the base medrash. But they said that's Kalas Rosh. That's Mamish Kalas Rosh.
Isn't there a that you can smoke on Yom? Because
it's a
health.
Well, the Pnei Yeshua and the Korban Asano. I don't know if the Rosh Hashanah quotes them. We're going to learn tomorrow, Bez Hashem, we're going to have the halakha about eating. Are you allowed to eat in shul? Could you have the ticket in shul? Could you have a bar mitzvah in shul? I mean, I'm not saying when you do it in the social hall. Sometimes they have, you know, too many simchas, so they have to make it, like they make it the base medrash into So, we're going to see that there's a din that Talmud Chacham, who's in the shul the whole day learning, is allowed to eat in shul, a special heter, because he's learning there the whole day, so you don't make him go home to eat lunch. He can bring his lunch and eat in the shul. So he's saying, well, for them, smoking was like eating. But I just saw recently Rav Vosna put out an issue. I mean, I think he quotes it. You know, of smoking. I mean, it's not a chiddush, but
smoking stam.
Smoking stam. Maybe it's in the sefer. What? Right. So obviously the heta of the sicha b'teila is going to have to be something to do with the fact that you know, you have these tanais. Okay. So now I want to go back to the inyan of the hespeh. So let's first see the Gemara on page 2 that we didn't see it. Maspidim behem hespeh shel rabim. Heshidami hespeh de rabim. What's an example of hespeh de rabim? So machvi rav chista kigo hespeh de dekoi be rav sheshes. The hespeh and rav sheshes is going to be present at is a hespeh de rabim. What does that mean? So let's see more. So Rav Chista said a hesped that Rav Sheshes is present. And Rav Sheshes said, Machvi Rav Sheshes gave an example Because Hesped is probably by Rav Kista. Hesped that you, Rav Kista, is that. In other words, there'll be a prominent person there, so a lot of people will attend. So Raphram Aspadol Kalse the Bekinishta. He gave a Hesped for his daughter-in-law in the Beit Knesset. Omar, Mishum Yikara Didi Udemisa, Osu Kule Alma. He says, so it's between the covered Hanes and the covered people will have for me, we're going to have a big crowd. So, therefore, we can have it in the shul. Rav Zera Safdei Lahu Mirabonu Beit Knesset. Rav Zera gave a hesped to one of the Rabbanon. Amar imishum yikara didi, imishum yikara demisa, osi kule alma. So Rav Zera gave a hesped to one of the Rabbanon and said between the, either mishum my covet or the covet of the mace, a lot of people are going to come. So it's clear, as we'll see in the postgame, that the deceased doesn't have to be the Talmud Chacham. That you see from the Kalsay of Raphim. That's clear. And you take a look in the Mugen of Ram. Page six. The first part of the Magen Avraham that we did before. Lecha b'gdoli shemeis krovo shel ha-godol from Raphim the Safdei l'kaltei the Beit HaKnesses. So that's what the Mechaber says. Ein l'spidim ha-meh 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 ha-meh. Okay. So, I think the mashmos is that it's not necessarily a din for a Talmud Chacham, like Moshe said. Yeah, well, a mechubadik person, they'll have a big crowd. Whoever they'll have yeah. So in this sefer, Beis Yehuda, very nice sefer, so, he quotes in the top, and that he quotes from the Sri Deish. Shut Sri Deish from Yechiel Yaakov Weinberg. Basim and Yudbeid Ostalin. Devisham Gam Behagos Yach Shol, the Yoridea. Shakosov Shatam Mehetter Behesped Shorabim Humishum Dahavit Sora Harabim Sheis Oru Botshuva. You don't get the impression that it's so much a Torah ticket, a Kovat Torah ticket thing. You get the impression more that it's, you know, because you just think you have a big oil. And that's why, I don't know, I mean, the minig is to make levayas and shuls, but I'm wondering whether this heter was only said when that was the only place, the only big place. I don't know. I mean, for myself, I don't know how many. It's not so readily available to get a big place. It's not so easy. You know? It's not so easy necessarily. I mean, the funeral chapels today aren't usually so big, right? For a real big leviathan. So, and there aren't so, you know, the Luisor theoretically. I'll give you, even by NYU, say they have Levaya, so a lot of times they'll have it in the base medrash, but we'll see that. But then you can have Lampard Auditorium. So would we say that
it's bigger.
That, you know, why have it in the base medrash? But you have it in the auditorium. That's a big room.
That's also a base connection, really. That's also a base connection, right? Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's right. I mean, it used to have a big minion there, Yom Narayim. I mean, Dr. Prager is from Washington Heights. I'm not from Washington. Oh, you never live in Washington? Oh, so I lived there for the marriage. Right. I'm not down in Washington. Are you from the Bronx?
Okay. Hope of Israel? Walton Avenue?
Not quite that far.
Oh, that part of the
Bronx?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, so that's the...
I think maybe it's probably in this, what the reason for it. It's saying, first, I'm just orally sure.
Right.
So maybe then you're using the basic methods for a Torah different function. But if you would have a situation, and so then maybe even if it's... It's not the, you know, even if there are other buildings, it would be okay. But if you have a situation where you're certain that it's not going to be close to the shulah, it's going to be, you know, shvachim of the maya dies, it's going to have a big place. So well, maybe not. And maybe then you couldn't do the shulah. Or simply you just need a large building.
Right. But do we see in Rashi any remnants that it's been in Thesaurus for shulah?
No, I'm just saying from here.
From here, right. No. Yeah. So he put that in, I don't know where that that comes from. But just did you what's your impression from Rashi itself?
Like the
Professor
Yacobi.
The practical thing. Yeah. So the Emet, there are two issues here that have to be discussed. One is the actual having a spadim in the shul, and then even if you can allow a spadim in the shul, are you gonna allow to bring the arm in the shul or not? That's a separate issue. The mace. Well, maybe even in a situation where we'll permit the levaya, we won't bring in the arm. And we have to see, because bringing in a mace to a shul is also considered not covered of the shul, necessarily. It's time to bring a mace in the shul. That's not considered covered of the base lift. Yeah. Yeah. And there's no well?
There's no problem in the body.
Right, okay. Are you asking whether a conservative shul has kedushas based kinesis?
Yes.
I'll have to defer to Dr. Prager on this one.
Right, you spoke about this, about the Rav and Kesh Opern.
Right, right. What? Yeah, I don't know. We'll have to think about it.
So what makes something have kedusha based kinesis?
Right, and you daven the kriyas.
Yeah, so presumably you're davening the way Lefi Chazal.
Right.
Right? And the conservative shul didn't say that.
Right.
So maybe there's not any kedusha left to it.
Right.
The building where they create them.
Right. You know. He's saying that you don't think it has to be, right? He's saying he doesn't think it has to be
suppressed.
Yeah, Moshe has a tshuva about walking into a conservative shul to have a wedding there, or, you know, he permits having a wedding there to go into the conservative shul, if it, you know, if it's no kashash, they'll know that you're not going to get a davening. It's not during service hours or something, you know, and it's clear that you're not doing it. So what about the mace itself? Well, let's take a look in the tour on page 9. This is the tour. Basic nest of basic medrash must be in the hand talmidei chachamim unishoseim. So it's interesting the way he says talmidei chachamim unishoseim avalo shar ha'am. So this time, Gabi, our previous discussion, that it doesn't say that you can do it for the mayor and the gadol. Only tell me chacham and nishoseim. Right, and Rebbetzin Lipschitz, they had the levaya in the base medrash. What?
Is
Children?
Oh, they're children.
I remember there was a whole shiloh when Mrs. Gross passed away. But the din of, you know, a person who supports Torah. So when Mr. Gross passed away, they had it in the shul. So when Mrs. Gross passed away, they weren't sure, could they have it in the shul? They didn't know what to ask, because everyone, you know, shtickle no gay, everyone gets,
This is one of the shul they call, this is George Benson, it's one of the nicest people in shul.
Yeah, it takes one to know one.
That's right. Yeah. You want to sit down, you want?
No, I'm taking a shot.
So what are you...
I think they asked for Pinchas Hirschsprung, if I'm remembering correctly, I could be wrong, and I think he permitted that they have the Leviath to Mrs. Gross in the shul.
George, where should I leave it if nobody wants? Okay.
You have to speak for yourself, right?
My letter was sweet for the sweet.
Well, in that case, nobody follows. At the market.
People.
I'm just saying, before the Leviath, so I think that was a lot said it.
Yeah.
This is fun.
Yeah. And the low shine on.
That's exactly what children have, right?
Right. And not the mayor of the city either. Right?
Yeah.
Well, so the professor here asks, what about Raphram's daughter-in-law?
Some of Raphram's son would come up in the city.
Ah.
Let's go.
Well, that's the reason why. So, let's say the Talmud Chacham that a lot, some reason a lot of people aren't going to come. That's why people. In other words, you need two things. You need that a lot of people are going to come, but you need that they're coming for Kavanah Torah. Well, then maybe that's just to explain why a lot of people are going to come.
Yeah. Also, the tour doesn't bring a lot of people coming.
I hear most of what you're saying is a valid question. So, later in the regiment, the freedom of Talmud Chacham is the same. Alo Shara Om. Nishol me Rabbeinu Hai. Adam Choshev Shemes. Mahu Lassos Lo Hesper. If they return Munach Lefneim, can you do a Hesper with the Servitor there, with sudden Paras Aleha? So what was the question that was asked of Rabbeinu Hai? Adam Choshev. Right. So what they want to do? They want to take out a Sefer Torah and cover it up and have it lay next to the Aron. The Hitin Lassos came out of Kosher, the Godel B'Torah, the Yachid B'Doro, the Gon. No, I'm sorry. The Hitin Lassos came out of Kosher, period. God of Kosher is the God of the Torah, right? You read it all together.
Yes,
yes, yes. The Yachid B'Dorah. We're gone. The Hesped, Nogin, the Yeshiva, the Hasid of Nehemita. The Shara Talmidim. So what is he saying? He permitted.
Yes.
He permitted. But this God of Kosher was a Tam Chacham. What did you say, doctor?
No, nothing. I said it's the Gadol HaTorah.
Gadol HaTorah. Yachat HaDorah, we'll go. So what did he matter for them? What did he matter for them? Don't give me yeshiva.
Just to put the seventh Torah like that or bring him in?
Don't give me yeshiva. L'hatzpid l'shnei hamita.
Sure.
L'shara hamita. So again, so what did he matter? What did Rav Haigon say? Just tell me what he said. So this Talmud Chacham, the Hesped is where? In the, no. We didn't get to the inside yet. We didn't get to the Aval. The Yeshiva. Or is it two separate things? The initial man, I'm going to go to Odom, Pachu Shemes, my lost soul, Slow, Hespe, the Savior told Murach, what's they am, so in Parasaleha, Hiti, Lassos, Cain, Odom, Koshu, the God of the Torah. Unless you can you put the period by Adam Chashev and then say the God of the Torah, Yochid B'Doro, the God of Dinya, and ask the Nogim B'Yeshiva, last people say Amita? No, you can't say that. Or is this Adam Chashev, the God of the Torah? Why can't you read it? Well, I think maybe you read it like this. That this Heter is the Adam Chashev period. And then the Heter of take a Sefer Torah and put it next to the arm.
This is in the
Beis Medrash? No, outside. And then, the God of Atar, the Yochid Bedar of the God, being in a hesped, no give me Shiva, the hesped, lefnei hamita, l'shara talmid. No, doesn't make sense.
Because l'shara talmid doesn't make sense, because you can't connect that with Yochid Bedar of the God. You have to get one punch away.
Yeah, I have a punch away.
They have one
here.
They
got one?
Yeah.
They never had one here.
They have a new
tour. They have a new one, so let's someone please. Please bring us the new tour.
Second
in the new tour.
Right ahead. No. At your arm level. That's it. Keep on going. To your left. Yeah. Lower your hand a little.
All right. That's fine. What do they have?
No, that's not a new one.
It's a new one. No. What did I bring? Hey, I brought this one. Yeah, I brought this on.
But it's a new one.
Yeah, I don't... Shin Mem Dalin. Shin Dalin Mem. I don't think you're going to find anything different than... So after the Bedoro is the period.
after the... What, it's on the computer?
Yeah, it's on the computer with the sound system.
Yeah?
Yeah.
The tour is on the computer?
Yeah.
I don't know about computers.
No, they got it.
Oh, okay, so he was not there to take the Sefer Torah, to put by the Aron, for Adam Kosher v'gadol b'Torah v'yachid b'doro. And that guy is not called a Gaon. He's v'yachid b'doro.
Yeah,
I don't know. I mean, he could be Kosher v'gadol b'Torah and not be a Gaon.
He's yachid b'doro, maybe not Lenin b'doro.
Maybe Yochid Bedoro, maybe in that door, it's a Shvach door.
Right, exactly,
Yochid Bedoro,
not a
Lenin Torah. In other words, he's a Godel Batorah.
Right.
He's not Yochid Bedoro. In what? In Mada, not in Torah.
Right.
So, okay, Tzibur.
Today, everybody's
gone. Yeah. But Lagon, the in the Hesped Dogim Bishiva Hospital of Nehemita, the Shara Talmidim. So what would have now for Gon?
I was talking about Lagon, not Gon. Lagon, colon. The Indian Hesped Dogim Bishiva Hospital of Nehemita, Shara Talmidim.
The what? What does that mean?
If it's just the Talmidim, so it's with Nehemita, I was talking about Lagon, not Nehemita, not for the day.
So the only person he permits to go in the shul, to bring the Aron into the shul, is a Chacham, an Olaf, and a Gon.
What about the wives?
No.
That's
only to have the Hesped. He has to bring the body in. To bring the body in, but this is the Truvus of High Gon that the Torah quotes, is for the Chacham, Olaf, the Gon. Yeah?
No punctuation.
No punctuation. No, what do you need it for? Yeah. Chacham, Aleph, and Gaon. Machnitzim, so the question is, so do you need to be, so what level do you need to be brought in? You need Mamish to be a Gaon. We're comparing, as compared to the other guy, who was a Gaon but Torah, but, you know, so you can't, it's not enough to be a Talmud Chacham, and not enough to be a Gadol b'Torah. You gotta be the a Gaon.
The argument Rashi.
A Gaon. No. Rashi is talking about having the Hesped. This is a separate issue. About bringing the mace in.
The first one.
Yeah, that was a separate thing about bringing the Sefer Torah to them. Yeah.
Keeping the Mishnah to the Beis Medrash.
Oh, so we'll see. Yeah. So, Chacham Olaf Gaon, that means a Gaon, think of Dove Cohen said over once, I don't know what the source is, Gaon is Gematria what?
60.
That means the Bucky and the Shishim Masech. So, that's like, you know, not too many people. And this is brought in Shulchan Aruch, if you take a look on page 10, first of all, both of these, it says, Aspidim Talmi Chacham and Shosei Bebeit HaKnesses, so Beit HaMedrash Velo Shar HaHom, that's in Sif Yutes. And in Sif Chaf, it says that Chacham Ve'olot Ve'gon Machnisim Sol Beit HaMedrash, Manichim Amita Mokam Shai Yadorish, Vesovdim Vesosham Shomotzim Amita Sovdim Vesovad Beit HaKvars, Ve'yam Azayin Olim Ve'Beit HaKvars, Vakim Vesov Kamiyam Shloshim Tachlis, Yidbeis Chodesh Vakim U'mashkivin Osam. So he's permitting the Chacham Olaf Gaon to be Machnis, not to bring him in, just have the Hesped. So you see that clearly the din of bringing in the Shul is not just done for a Talmud Chacham. You got to be Chacham Olaf Gaon. So there's a famous comment that the Chai Adam, the Chachmas Adam, Yom Tov Chafas Adam in a row. On page 11. The Chafas Adam was a mechutin to who? What? What? Chafas Adam was a chayadam. He was one and the same. But who was his mechutin? Who was his mechutin? Who was his mechutin?
What year?
Who was his mechutin?
Around 1 year.
Who was his mechutin? Who? What did you say? You said it. Who? Someone said it? Vilna Gaon. Good. Our George Shlita. Vilna Gaon was his mechutin. So he says, Ra'alai Hamase. I am very perturbed. Shira'u Sha'osu Kain Ladunenu Marana Rabbana Rabban Shokol B'nei Hagoyla M'chutani Rab Eliyahu Chassid Sheyayadua U'mufursam L'chol Ha'olam L'gaon V'chassid V'yochid V'doro Mimenu Londu Lassos Kein Gam L'misha Rotsim L'chabdo. In other words, for the Vilna Gaon, they brought him into the shul because he was the Vilna Gaon. He was the Chassid and the Gaon and the Yochid B'doro. Mimenu Londu, so people said, oh, you see, they brought in the Vilna Gaon, so now everyone gets in. Gam L'misha Rotsim L'chabdo. Valeim nemar v'tavou v'tetamu es mikdoshi. U'bavadei gormim ro'a l'meis b'zeh v'roi l'batal zeh shalo v'hachnis shum meis v'beis ha'knesses u'beis ha'medrash. He says, this is not a joking matter. This is not, even a big Talmud Chacham, the Chacham Sadam says. Kashrus is, you have to be like Moshe Feinstein, not just a big Talmud Chacham either. In fact, one of the Svarim in the Halicha Shlomo, they made these Svarim from Shlomo Zalman Orbach and Tefillah and Shabbos and this. So it says that he left the Tava before he passed away, that no one should bring his body into any shul or any Beit Medrash. And he was obviously considered the Gadol, one of the Gadol Hador, and yet he didn't want his, maybe as a Limud, I was at the Rav's. I remember. I was outside. It was in my mind. Yeah.
So
he thought that was true. Yeah. All I remember is I was outside. Somebody brought the Aron in. No, I don't remember. I don't remember. We'll see. We're not finished with this discussion. But the Chacham Sadam says that a lot of people, made a mistake that they saw that they brought in the Vilna Gaon's, and he thinks that it only applies to someone like the Vilna Gaon. But anyway.
Then you pick up the Rambans and
Tanai. Right, so we'll have to see. In other words, will Tanai help this? See, Tanai doesn't help everything. See, sometimes, people speak Sikha Batela, so we rely on the Tanai for that. But somehow, the Sikha Batela is something that's very hard, we're not in such high madrigas that we don't, we speak Sikha Batela. So we rely on the Tanai on that. So the question is, is relying on the Tanai, once the Tanai is made, is there an Indian still to be Mahmir? Right? My music in the shul. Okay, so this is the Truman the Maram Shik. The Maram Shik is the Talmud of the Chacham Sofer. So the first paragraph in Shimon, he quotes the Chacham Sadam. He says, look further up before the arrow. Say the Chacham Sadam, Chacham Nun, Sinan, Yitzchet, Tzavach, Al Shanogim, Mahatnes, Amech, Lebet, Ekses, Zvodo, Hatsbida, Shom. They brought him into 18 different shuls.
some of them means in each shul. Someone said there was probably different aspects. They just stopped bringing him into a shul for the sake of bringing him into a shul. So this shoyal, v'nei shoyal lo even kavana tachof mosadim. The tamei shoyal ma yatzar nishol min hashulchan aruch. Again, the tachof mosadim had tiks there shom, but also sif, the tachof ba'ol of a gol. Yeah, well, what's the problem? The tachof mosadim quotes the shulchan aruch. Machnitza so beit the medrash shoyal, who mi tibet shubas arav aigon? Ein mo sotik. El kaimim yore deyet. Ramot is one of the ain't in Tamachach. Right, the Ramot says ain't in, what's the context of the Ramot? The ain't in Tamachach. So he says, we'll see in a second what the context is. Kevin that feels in Tamachach, I'm ain't a beninsa, Kolchkin, Hakabin, Chach, and Baal of the Gulf. He says, if you don't, what the Ramot says, we don't have a Tamachach, it's one of the, that's not a Tamachach, so we certainly don't got an Olaf. And a gown and a few marit, the polygam marit, from Mokam Oralin, Kamad Varmain, with Server Rabban, with Vanadentel Machokam, Koshikin, Kokon Dakanai, the Oskokam, but all of a gown, my Indian Zai, and the Rabbein of Kodesh, the Milan God only men. He said, what is this fellow asking? This guy was asking, I don't know what the. I mean, he makes the guy sound. I don't know what the guy meant. The guy was asking from the Yerushalmi. He says, the Yerushalmi's not a problem. He goes, Rabbi Yehuda, not the words, the Chacham, all of them gone. So the Yerushalmi says they brought him in, you know, the Medrash Yerushalmi, they brought him into 18 shuls. So that's not a problem. He was Rabbi Yehuda, nothing. He's Rabbi Yehuda, nothing. Now there I think the Ramah was talking about the din that there's certain knossos that you give. If you're Mabayish or Tamachokim, you have to give him some type of din azav of sorts. So to that he says that there ain't one who Tamachokim is one of them. And then he says, Kamehotam ain't a bar techniso so beis akdesis. That they most yourself are no se per, kenishta ain't a chaburis or shuris b'nei odim. But kenishta doesn't necessarily have to mean that they brought him into the shul. Maybe they just brought him into a crowd of people. Al kopani b'chacham ba'ol of a gon, gam ha'chacham asodim kasev da machnisim. Al chacham is man or pikpik. That kasev ol v'roysha also came l'agon v'reiner of el yoz atzal, l'chein osim ken gam l'shar tam ha'chacham. Benet ein anida doma egon v'reiner, b'vada heya b'chacham ba'ol of a gon. Al sam tam ha'chacham min olim, kach mishum lo plug, kasev the tov l'vata mikol gavri, afil b'mufla. Zekam l'osav ashi shafir. So he's saying Pshat is that we should, he's trying to explain Pshat in the Chokhmah Zodim. He sort of made like a gzeira, a low plug, that we don't allow anyone in. We don't allow anyone in. But this way there'll be no, you know.
But isn't there a must that there's no time for us to
Yeah, but they say that's only regarding a certain, that knas, maybe it's not regarding every, I think he points that out. So he wanted a, I don't, you know, so he didn't want, so Rav Shlomo, I told you, Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach didn't even want to be brought in. He left the Savar that he shouldn't, I don't know whether they listened or they didn't listen, I don't know what happened there. I don't know, is anyone in Eretz Yisrael at the time? But he said, why are you asking me a kasha from Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi? Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi brought him in 18 shuls, but he was the Chacham Olam Vagon, so there's no problem from that. And then the last page here, the Sefer Chaim Bracha L'Mishmer Shalom. Are you familiar with the Sefer? Chaim Bracha L'Mishmer Shalom? So who wrote the Sefer?
Your sons.
Now, very good. The Chaim Brachel and Shmer Shalom is written on two areas of halacha. What are the two areas? Hilchas Aveilus and Hilchas
Atina.
No, Dalad Mina. Now, Rav Shachter is very excited about the Sefer because it has a Haskama from Rav Chaim. Chaim Brachel Mishra Shalom has us come from Rav Chaim. So, now, let me tell you what it is. It's
written by Aleph Beis. You see, here we're in Tuf. It's written by the Aleph Beis, and you and all in Yonei, and this is another, this one is from the Avelis one. So if you want to know Onain, and I'll give you all the Makoras, Havra, you know, based on this, like No, but two different things, you know. You go to Chaim Baruch Mitzvah Shalom on Avelis, and then a separate Chibur on the Dal Minim. And so you can get it as a separate Sefer, or in some of the big Shulchan Aruchs, it's printed in the back, the Chaim Baruch Mitzvah Shalom. And nowadays, I think, you know what they do today? I think they print the Chaim Baruch Mitzvah Shalom and the Dal Minim together with the Matei Ephraim. The Matei Ephraim is Rav Ephraim Zalman Margolyer Sefer on the Yonei Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, you know, these topics. So now you can get in your local farm store the Matei Ephraim together with the Chaim Baruch. So it's probably Kedai. So that's next time you're looking for Matei Ephraim. So he discusses here, Talmud Chacham, the Olav Agon, Matnissim Mesol Beit HaMetrash, Manikim HaMita, Mokam Shei Adorish, Mesol Ti Mesol, Yer Adem. Ayin Chacham Azadam, so he quotes Chacham Azadam, Shei Kosev Li Sarayim, to complain on this Minog, Amash Shei Nogim Lachnis, Meit Ha Beit HaTetha Beit HaMetrash, Shei Shei Levata La Minog, Ayin Shom, Ayin Shud Marav Shik, then he quotes the Marav Shik, Shei Hitzkim Lach Chacham Azadam, Dei Masos Kein Lach Talmud Chacham, Shani Agon, Marino Rol Yol, Yvilna Zatzal, Dehu Bavada Heya Bechah Chacham Olav Agon, I'm a Tam Chacham in Olay. Right? I'm at the Kaimel and Barambo. Barik. The Ain Stunim Tommy Chacham is one of the Ain Din Tom Chacham is one of the Kosher Kane Hacha Divina Chacham Vala Vagon. Got my Rick. Holy Gom Rick Moda. Ain Shum. Ain Lael. Ose Er Chespe. Vine Bahavi Mekol. Now this is the key point here. And this is why I'm here. Vine Bahavi Mekol Mos Marava Abezin Shabir. Because the minhag has been that the rabbi of the community, has to show him if something happens to the rav of the community or to the Rosh Yeshiva of that particular yeshiva, even though he's not necessarily the chacham of Olav Gaon. He's not the Vilna Gaon. But the minhag is to bring his own in. Even though Shlomo Zalman, you know, didn't, you know, for himself wanted to. In his anivis, wanted to follow the Chachma Sodom. Yeah. A little bit of the Rejah of it, because we should be conscious of the Yachit Shekosa Deima Arir Ala Minim. He says, you shouldn't be Ma'arir Ala Minim. Al Pibash Shekosa Ma'arav Shik, Atzmo Chel Goy. Ebn Ezra, the Daka Hechad Al Yidei HaMa'alos Notzi Mamun. As I mean, in Talmud Chacham is one of that. But there's certain things that you insult the Talmud Chacham, you have to give a payment. So to that we say, Ein Talmud Chacham is man has that. In other words, to be motzi momon, that was the case of the Ramah, that we say Ein Talmud Chacham is man has that. But as I mean, Ein Talmud Chacham is man has that. Abol heichad de'ein mafkim shum schus, vaday gam is man has that yesh din Talmud Chacham. Kem gam benidon didon yesh lo makein. So in that case, We should not say Ein Talmud Chacham is one of that. It's still a jump to say that, you know, even though Ein Talmud Chacham, so Yesh Talmud Chacham is one of that, but still to go ahead and to bring you in the shul, you know, when you know, even though he's not an Olaf Begon, V'yochid Bedoro, it's still a jump, but yet that is the minhag that the Chaim Baruch Hu quotes here.
How about their wife?
I mean, is it only the wife of a was to bring the wife in. Yeah, some of the pshat is like this. Once the minig is that we don't do only for the chacham or the fagon, we do it for the rav and the rosh yeshiva, etc. So then the isha is included in that. But according to the chacham adam, he probably wants. He didn't even want the rav of the shul if he's not the vilna gaon. You know, his mechutin is okay, but no one else. I don't know, who was it? His son married his daughter, vice versa? I don't know. I have to look up in the history books. Ain't the Chemed, Shukhe Hador, Rambam, the Mesech and Midor Hador, Odom Kosher, the Mutal Aspidu Mesech Nessus. Now we're going to see, the Rambam has Chuvas from the Per Hador.
tshuva to Rav. Rav Shechter once mentioned that the Rav wasn't convinced from these tshuvas. But if the Rav would say a shtickle Torah and it was against the tshuva in the Rambam, the Rav said, Lav shmei the Rambam chasum alei. Meaning that the Rambam didn't sign his name on it. Meaning he was mafakik the authenticity of the tshuvas of Rambam. Because some of the tshuvas of Rambam are against the Rav shtickle Torahs in the Rambam. For example, the Rav has a thing that a woman does mitzvah, so even though she's potter, she gets a tzchar. And even if she goes mitzvahs that she does, she gets tzchar for the mitzvahs. But if a goy does, then they're not. And an Eved Kanani is a man who converted halfway, so he's Dino Ki'isha. But there, the Rav said that he's only Jewish legabe the mitzvahs that he's mechuyevin. Legabe the other mitzvahs of Zman Grom, if Eved Kanani would do, then there's no tzchar. It's different than Nisha, who has a full Kedushas Yisrael. She's just potter. But Shenkin and Eved Kanani only has a mitzvah of Kedushas Yisrael. So I think Rav Shechter said the Ravai Lichtenstein asked him from the Tshuvas HaRambam that seems to say that even a goy that does mitzvahs gets tzchar. Goy shakes a lulav and he gets tzchar. So I think there's a Rambam in the Tshuvas that says, yeah. That was one thing. And then Rabbi Michael Fine from Scranton once asked me the following. He said, the Rav has this whole thing that the Chazar Hashatz is like the tefillah of the Tzibur, right? There's the tefillah of the Yochid, and then there's a Korban Tzibur, the tefillah of the Tzibur. So the Rambam asks in the Tshuva, should we still make Kiddush and Shul B'Zman HaZeh that we don't have Orchim? Right? The whole reason is the Orchim. We don't have Orchim who are living in the Shul B'Zman HaZeh. So Rambam says, no, but still it was a takana to do it just like you find by Chazar Sashat, and even though it's not really applicable B'Zman HaZeh, we still have the minig to do it. So he asked me, Rabbi Klein, that according to the Rav Shittigal Torah, that there's a din of the tefillah of the Tzibur, the Korban Tzibur, so it shouldn't matter. That everyone's bucky B'Zman HaZeh, you still do it with Torah's the Tzibur. So that Shittigal Torah, I don't know, you know, a little problematic with this. So Rav Shechter said that the other thing the Rav replied, that Lav Shmei Rambam Kasumale, you know, it doesn't have the same authenticity. Somehow, I don't know, you get the impression the Tshuvas of Rambam, I don't know who might say, you have to ask Professor Dienstag, right? Professor Dienstag used to be the librarian in YU years ago, and he's his thing is the Rambam. Like when he was the librarian, they say, like, they bought all, you know, they were into buying things about the Rambam. He was like a big bucky and all the different ksavim of the Rambam. We'll see, there's a very important Tshuvas HaRambam that with Ezra Shem next week, Ezra Shem, when we discuss the Indian of living on top of a shul. So there's an important Tshuvas HaRambam about living on top of a shul. There's a kula in it and a chumra in it. So, right, about the dorms, about even Kew Garden Hill, someone was just telling me, Moshe was just telling me that you know someone that lives on top of a shul.
Like Cornell lives on top of the shul.
Yeah, a lot of, in Brooklyn, this is par for the course. Yeah. You know, the Kiddush, you know, in outside of Brooklyn, you know, it's more of a Kiddush. You know, in Brooklyn, every steeple in the bar park, they live on top of the shul. Mm-hmm. But we'll see. So he says here that in the Rambam Perador says he made echad migdolei hador hodom kasher the mutal aspido beis haknesses. That's the one where beli hames back laspido. Achnisa lemes came the beis haknesses by Beis Hillel that from the Perador atzmo that the Rambam himself asked it to bring the mace. Yes, the Rashiv is no different than what he said over here. That the Rav and the Abbezin should be here, the minigas to bring in. Well, Shah Tamachachim, even if...
Well, the Maitre is not all of it, he's a Tamachachim, but he's still not all of them gone.
Right. So...
He just...
So the minig was not to follow the Shulchan Aruch. We're going to see, Rav Moshe has a tshuva. We're going to see, it's coming a try, I don't want to spoil the suspense. coming attractions, when he permits something in the shul, and he says, you know, it's against the Shulchan Aruch, but apparently the Minhag Yisrael is not the problem of Shulchan Aruch. Doesn't mean, meaning, is he there, there was a Machlokas Rishonim, and the Shulchan Aruch passed him like certain Rishon. And Minhag Yisrael is to follow the other Rishon that's not in the Shulchan Aruch. So Rav Moshe says, sometimes you have this idea that Minhag Yisrael is to follow another Rishon that's not the Shulchan Aruch. But here you want to say, yeah, but the question is like this, here is, like without Rav Chai Gaon, what would we have said? Like Rav Chai Gaon said, it has to be, is this a chiddush that Rav Chai Gaon is saying? In other words, who has to bring the raya? In other words, you could say that it's not a, can you say it's not a bizayin at all, and he's saying a chiddush, and without, before Rav Chai Gaon, no one heard it, and they would think Favad is mutter, and Rav Chai Gaon is saying a chiddush, and that's just the shita yichidah, and talk everyone else agrees with him, or no? Or disagrees with him, or he's saying something that everyone agrees to. There's no other person that speaks on the topic. That's what I go.
Right.
Let me say that to
Frank. I'd like to look up the third order.
You're right. We're not following the fact that they bring, you know, a shir is very fine, Kalm Chacham, but it's not necessarily, you know, Vilna Gaon or Moshe Feinstein or another Behuda. And yet the minute gets to bring in. Yeah, you don't see a chiluk here. No, so Rebbe Tum Lipschitz is because when we have a minute that we bring in, you know, we bring in the Rav, we bring in the... But I'm saying the Chochmas Adam, you know, it's just once you break out of the Chochmas Adam with the Rav Chai Gaon, then... Look, you don't find this in the Gemara, that this is called Kalas Rosh, to bring a mace in. So one could say that the whole thing is Stam Mechidish, and this is only Rav Chai Gaon Shita, and Taka... I mean, the Beit Yosef doesn't quote any dissenting opinion. I don't know. No one else said anything on this. So, it's a big. So, I get the opinion that they probably all agree. It's not found in Shas. This prohibition of bringing it from Rav Chai Gaon. And Minhag Yisrael clearly is not like Rav Chai Gaon.
Right.
It's not Kalas Rosh, but it's going to be something...
It's not a
Bizoyan. Normally we assume that it's a Bizoyan. That's why, you know, only Chacham Olaf and where... But the Minhag Yisrael is what the Chaim Bracha was showing. Unless you want to say, like Dr. Prager was hinting to, that that's part of the Tanai also. That since our shul's in place measures, maybe it's not shot that we're not following the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch was only talking about a real shul. So maybe this minhag was only when the... Because anyway, there's a Tanai. We'll have to see, but we'll have to learn the Indian
by the fire. Make sure it's not.
Yeah. It's hard to know. Bottom line is the shul's all, basically... Someone was telling me about one shul that the Rav Dafka built the shul. He says, not to have it tonight. Dafka. That we'll talk about. Is there an Indian that Dafka should build the shul, but Dafka without it tonight? How can let it be a full shul? That's something, yeah. That's a question
who was
that. Wait, so did we come out that
it's
a Tanakh
and
Dafka? What?
Did we come out
that
it's
a Tanakh
and
Dafka? So the Rav Chai Gaon says it's Dafka, the Olaf, and the Gaon, and then Chaim Avraham
Shoshana
quotes
that
the Minhag.
Yeah, I was talking about not the body coming in, but just Stam giving a husband.
So Stam giving a husband, so the Sri Deish said.
Not focused.
I think the Minhag Yisrael usually is, I don't know when you have such a case.
That's
Right. I'm saying like some communal person, not a Talmud Chacham.
They had that in Yom Tov on Sikha Barney.
For who?
Barney Olson. You know Olson, Michael Olson.
Right.
For his father.
And they brought the Aron in.
He was one of the founders, surely president. I don't know.
Yeah, the next one they called, but
yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Right. So this is probably also included in the Hetzer, because he says here Shemayim Mefursim. So part of that minute to bring Mesim in is to the Rav, Shaltam Chokam Yirei Shemayim Mefursim. Okay, Bezer Shem, tomorrow we're going to speak about eating and drinking. But
before we do that, Mr. Benson offers anyone a candy before you know that it's up.